Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680, joined by Curtis Granderson of the New York Mets. As I say, I like watching you on TV. Pretty good. You're a broadcaster.
I enjoy my time. You know, some of the networks gave me an opportunity to do some post-game stuff, postseason stuff, and getting a chance to work with the guys that do it full-time was really neat. It was a cool experience to get a chance to see it on that side of things, and who knows what the future will hold for me.
Yeah, no, when you came up with the Tigers, I used to interview you all the time, and I said, hey, someday you can do this, and you're doing it. What's the toughest part of that? Because you're still an active player, and you have to talk about things that are going on in the game.
You know, I think the biggest thing is not even the talking about the game stuff, because they give you situations that you can kind of relate to, but it's having the headset in, talking while someone else is talking to you, telling you you got 15 seconds to get a 30-second point across. So that's probably the most difficult thing, but a lot of the situations, a lot of the players out there you've either faced or played against, so when they ask you, hey, what does this guy like to pitch, or how does this guy like to hit, you know, you're just basically talking off of memory and off of experience.
You know, it's funny, I listen to a lot of players do analysis and all that, and sometimes it gets too complicated. You know, he holds the fastball this way, the curveball that way, and he has a cleats this way and all that. Baseball is really a simple game, and I think the easier it is for the fans to understand it, the better it is.
Definitely. I always talk about keeping it very simple, and you never know where your audience is out there. Some of the things that may seem simple to you are complex to other people, and it can go so much further in terms of their knowledge and also them being able to pass that knowledge to friends, family, or, you know, their young ones that might be playing the game.
All right, Curtis Granderson with us. Always nice to catch up with him. Now you're a New York Met. You're a Yankee. New York baseball, you've got a very unique position here. Give me a little bit of New York baseball. What has it been like for you?
It's been cool. I got four seasons with the New York Yankees. Now I'm in the beginning of four seasons with the New York Mets. So got a chance to now come to the National League for the first time in very large sports base with two baseball teams and two football teams and two plus three hockey teams and two basketball teams in New York. And not only known nationwide, but worldwide. So it's been really cool just to play in such a big market where there's so many fans for all different sports out there. And it's one of those things where no matter what's going on, you're always going to be the talk of the town. One way or the other, and as long as you continue to give them victories and play hard, the fans continue to get behind you.
How different is it being a Met than a Yankee?
I went from being one of the youngest guys on the team in the Yankees clubhouse to being one of the oldest guys on the team here with the Mets, which is kind of interesting. All of a sudden I went from, you know, a guy that's around a bunch of veterans to people calling me the veteran on the team, and I don't consider myself a veteran. Even though I have played for a little bit, I still feel like I'm still just as young at heart, just like everybody else. And at the same time, I want to make sure everybody knows that they can approach me, they can talk to me about different things that I have dealt with in the past, and I am just like them. I'm also going to come and talk to you. If you got some information for me, I'm going to be coming to you, and hopefully we get that mutual respect across the board, which has been happening.
You always did that. Was it tough to become a Met after a Yankee? I mean, you must have had other choices. I know the Giants probably were in the mix at some point. They needed an outfielder. How did that decision come about?
Well, early on, you get the free agency, and you say, hey, I'll get a chance to go to any team I want to. At the same time, and it doesn't always play that way, because if a team doesn't have a need, then all of a sudden that team falls off the list. So a few teams contacted me. Like you said, San Francisco was one of them. The New York Mets were one. The New York Yankees were another one, along with some other teams in Major League Baseball. But the New York Mets were heavily on me. David Wright was one of the players that reached out to me. And that was a big thing for me, the fact that there was a want, not necessarily an option. And this was something that we saw. We saw you into the plan. Here's what our plan happens to be, and this is how we're trying to execute it. So all those different things started lining up and ended up making me become a New York Met.
Yeah, I thought you were going to Chicago. I said, you know, it's the hometown, your parents are there and all that, and you always talked about Chicago. I said, it's got to be Chicago.
Chicago will always be home for me, no matter where I happen to play. You know, the 4 months I get in the offseason, even though it is the cold months, I am going to be home in Chicago in the winter months. The media definitely hyped it up like I was going to possibly end up with one of the two Chicago teams, but obviously they had some things they had to get taken care of. The Cubs with the new manager, the potential new stadium, and the White Sox went out and got Abreu, who's been doing absolutely amazing for them. So, you know, everybody has their different interests and their different time, and who knows? I'm not done playing yet. You never know what things will end up before I'll say all said and done.
All right, Curtis Granderson with us. Your start is not, I'm sure, what you want. How would you describe what's going on with you now? You do face the Giants this weekend.
You know, the crazy thing about baseball is it is baseball. It's going to have its ups and downs. It's going to be frustrating, but you also got to stay very confident. You got to realize it's a long season. We just cracked into the month of June, and we still got about 4 months of baseball all left. You know, we're a third way through, and a lot of at-bats, a lot of games, a lot of innings, a lot of teams. We're just playing the Giants, who are off to a great start. And a lot of things can go one way or the other. So continue to stay confident, continue to get your work in, and understand that baseball will be baseball, and things even themselves out.
Yeah, I always say baseball is like autocorrect. Something will happen, believe me, during the course of a season. You can't get too high or too low. Curtis, we're going to see Bartolo Colon against Tim Hudson, over 400 wins there. Then a kid, Zach Wheeler, who's pitched well, against Tim Lincecum on Sunday. Give us a little scouting report on your players, Colon and Wheeler.
It's been great. I got a chance to play with Bartolo Colon with the Yankees for a little bit, and then now here with the New York Mets. And he's one of those guys that's very confident, but also having a lot of fun out there. And for kids out there, that's the guy you want to watch. Guy that just knows this is what I got. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to give it my best, and I'm going to have fun doing it and be able to compete. Wheeler is another guy who's very athletically gifted and can throw the fastball up there with some of the best guys in the game. And he comes at you. His youth is there, but I'm sure he's been learning a lot from guys like Colon and Nice and just a few other guys on this organization. That's been another thing that was high for me to come over here, having arms and having some future arms and having some experience arms as well. You got to mix it up a little bit, and we got a lot of arms here and a lot of arms still coming.
All right, one last question, Curtis Granderson. You face Hudson and then Lincecum, two righties and two sort of names of baseball. What do you think?
Great guys, great competitors, obviously some of the top names in the game, especially on the mound. Two guys that you got to get your game ready for, because they're going to be ready for you. They're going to compete. It's going to be a matter of who can out-pete each other, who can be the first to blink. And they're going to have their game going, and you got to try to match it for them pitch for pitch and stay within yourself and not try to do too much.
You're a friendly guy. Do you talk a lot during the game to the catcher, first baseman, people?
I do. I've actually had recently, when we were playing the Yankees, Brian McCann and myself were actually talking full conversation pitch to pitch. And we were talking about things between both of our hitting games because teams had started shifting us. So pitch comes across the plate, and he's asking me, hey, do you shift or do you mind the shift? I said, no, not really. You just got to go ahead and stay pitch across the plate. You know, the main thing you got to do is get a pitch you can handle and do this pitch across the plate. Oh, yeah, that's what I've been trying my best to do, pitch across the plate. And, you know, you continue to go. And that's the whole thing about having fun with this game. The more fun you're able to have, the more of the kick can come out of you and just go out there and play the game.
Right, great answer. Willie Mays always told me that Roy Campanella used to drive him nuts. He used to try to distract him. I guess it doesn't bother you.
Not at all. I like the conversation side of it. Another guy that was a big guy was Victor Martinez, who hasn't caught as much recently, but every time I'd step in the box, it'd be full conversation. And I know the umpires would be back there going, man, what are these guys talking about? And we'd be out there having games. He'd tell me I had a good hit. I'd congratulate him on a good hit. And at the same time, we're still being very competitive and very focused on the game.
Good to see you. The fans will enjoy watching you this weekend, Curtis Granderson.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.